Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Diane Martell, who's the Vice President of Environmental Planning and Strategy with Tarkett North America. Diane, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Good to be with you. We're at Greenbuild on the first day, almost lunchtime, and you had an event that you and I have just been able to get our schedules together here. I thought now would be a good time as ever to talk about it. It was at the end of October, and it has to do with a new program that you guys are rolling out that's called the Environmental and Health Statements. Tell us a little bit about both the event and what this new program is.
Well, on October 30th, we gathered together pretty much a broad spectrum of people from the A&D community, most of them sustainable leaders in their own firms. We had HBN, we had the HPD Collaborative. We had a very good selection and cross-section of people attending the event. It was really to introduce the EHS, and certainly at the same time, Michael Bromgard was here to help us introduce the EHS because he's been working with us on material assessment for 3 years now. And through the methodology of cradle-to-cradle material assessment. And what we've done is basically taken the material assessment that we've been using internally to optimize our product and made it visible to the outside world.
Mm-hmm. Now let's give a little shout out to Michael Bromgard. Tell us who he is.
Michael Bromgard is, there's a tandem, Bill McDonough, Michael Bromgard. They wrote the Cradle to Cradle book 10 years ago, and right now they've just published another one called The Upcycling. They really have been drivers in this sustainability story throughout the world, actually. Certainly a big impact in North America in terms of their thought process and their leadership in material assessment, waste equals food. It's not only about looking at the material's impact on health. Obviously, that's a very important part of what transparency is looking for, health and well-being of people in spaces and making sure that the ingredients in the product are safe for the environment and safe for people, but also the recycling opportunity at the end of its life. It's important that we have good materials in our products so we can bring back these products and actually create new products and use what we've put out once and turn it around and continuously put it into a what we call closed-loop circular design.
You know, when you come to Greenbuild every year, it seems like a couple years ago, everybody was talking about EPDs and HPDs. Talk about how this EHS, which stands for Environmental and Health Statements, how does it differ from those?
Actually, the EPD is based on a life cycle assessment. And when you look at the EPD itself, it's really concentrated on impacts. It analyzes impacts of the product. So it's a very specific tool. The HPD and the EHS both look at the health assessments of the product. So it's kind of complementary. The HPD, EPD, the EHS, EPD are complements to each other. HPDs and EHS are really looking at the health impacts of materials within the products. And this Greenbuild, for the first time, I really see an opportunity for collaboration and an openness in terms of trying to really make tools that are the best possible for the market. So I think there's collaboration potential between all of us that are trying to do the right thing in terms of making sure that our products are safe for people in the spaces.
Tell us how this came about, how you got started working down this path.
I don't know if you remember, but in 2010, I think, or early 2011, the company actually announced their collaboration with EPEA, Environmental Protection Encouragement Agency, to really develop within Tarkett a cradle-to-cradle approach. And in that press release, we said by 2020, the Tarkett would become a cradle-to-cradle company. So it really started there, where Michael Bromgard and his team of people through EPEA have been working with Tarkett to really make a difference in the way we look at our business. And if you think about the closed-loop circular design that was launched last year, it's really our version or our take on a cradle-to-cradle approach.
Now let's talk just quickly. You did call out this EPEA. This is Michael Braungart's organization. It stands for Environmental Protection Encouragement Agency. He's in Germany, right?
Yes, that agency is in Germany. Michael Braungart is German, but he's been in the U.S. and comes to the U.S. on a regular basis because MBDC, that is living in, I think, in the Carolinas, really is the other part of the organization, EPEA and BDC. And now on a certification level, there's the Cradle to Cradle Innovation Institute in San Francisco.
You throw out all these acronyms.
I know. Actually, environmental is probably the acronym world.
Yeah, exactly. A question that, you know, when you start talking about collaboration with somebody in Germany, you know, first question you get to ask is now, I know Tarkett's probably the first with this, but is this proprietary to Tarkett, or will there be other companies that will get into the same program?
We developed it with EPEA, but we certainly don't have the ownership of it. The EHS is really a tool that is in line with a cradle-to-cradle assessment tool that exists in the cradle-to-cradle certification. So really, it's open to any company, and I think EPEA will reach out to potentially other cradle-to-cradle companies.
Okay. When you start talking about a global certification, most everybody knows that when you start talking about Tarkett, you are a global company, one of the biggest companies in floor covering in the world. So is there any issues around the standards in Germany, standards in other parts of the world? So does this EHS play well with what you're doing here in this country?
I really think that North America is ahead of the curve on transparency. We're probably the first continent that really has put such an effort around being transparent. The EHS would be used globally in terms of all of our product groups, and it's really, an EHS is attached to a linoleum or to an IQ category of product, so it's a category of products, and it would be international for us. This morning I was listening to a speaker saying 36,000 projects are registered under the LEED certification process. In the LEED certification process, 9,000 of them are outside of the U.S., so there is a big impact of USGBC and LEED itself in other countries, but the transparency requirements, I think, will build. It originated here, but it won't stop here. Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to be needed everywhere.
All right, Diane. Well, that's great. I appreciate the update on this. I've got to tell you, you've really jumped in this environmental job in a big way. I remember when you were the head of marketing down in Houston with ASRock, and now you're in charge of all environmental for Tarkett.
You know, I have been working with environmental problematics and dynamics since 2003. The biggest thing we did from 2003 to 2009 would probably be the recycling program that we put together. And, you know, we're up to 100 million pounds of material recycled in the last 4 or 5 years. So it's been a huge success for us.
Thanks again, Diane. We've been talking to Diane Martell, who's Vice President of Environmental Planning and Strategy with Tarkett North America. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.